The stage at the Kimball Center's Perlman Theater looks like everything in general and nothing in particular. A 30-foot disc rises out of center stage, sumptuously covered with carpeting.
Sometimes it functions like a soapbox. Sometimes it functions like a bed. Sometimes it functions like a bench and a canteen. That was sort of the gesture we were looking for, something architectural that could be all of these things.
And more, says stage director R.B. Schlather. With hardly any mention of a neutron, the Dr. Atomic Opera is about the philosophical Faustian implications of what went down in 1945, which is why the production's simplicity dissolves the separation between singers and listeners. Physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer has never been less remote. He sings the John Donne sonnet Batter My Heart at the end of Act One, and baritone Jonathan McCullough will be choreographed while doing so.
He was tormented whether if this was the right thing that he was doing or not. And, you know, I think a lot of the physicality, I'm kind of taking that as his torment of what's going on. You see later, even in the aria, it becomes much more physical. And there's this sense of, you know, he should have been punished for his actions of what he's doing and you know, what he's caused. And no one actually inflicts that upon him. So it takes it upon himself to do that.
Departing from representational reality in a story like this is a tall order. How does Schlather know when he is finished?
When it feels right, when I start crying, when everything lines up, the music, the text, the bodies, the visual, when it all lines up into one gesture, to me, that's what I'm looking for.
With any luck, the audience will also weep, and for the right reasons.